Task 1. Listen to 5 speakers, and for questions 1 to 5, match the speaker with the celebration. For questions 6 to 13, complete the gaps with the speaker AE. You will hear the text twice. Now I have 1 minute to look at the questions. Now let us start.
A.
It was Nikki's idea, but we all think it's going to be brilliant. As soon as the last exams are finished, we're going to decorate the main hall at school with paper streamers and Chinese lanterns and things. Steve had this idea of projecting photos of everyone onto a wall, like a slideshow. And we've got Joe's brother, who's a professional DJ, coming along. Then there are 3 different bands lined up to play. Ours is the best because we've been together the longest. And we've got a great bass player. Although I say so myself. So, we're on last. It's going to be cool.
B.
Every year there's a carnival in August in London. You've probably heard of it. The Notting Hill Carnival. So this year, me and my friends are going again. We went last year and we had such a fantastic time. It's all Afro-Caribbean with people in amazing costumes and these brilliant steel bands. We don't go in costume, but we do dance a lot. It does get quite crowded, so you have to make sure you stick together. And you have to watch out for pickpockets when there are so many people in the same place. But it's really good fun. It's like London becomes a different country. Even the police dance sometimes.
C.
We're going to hire a boat for the day and take it up the river. It's my grandparents' golden wedding anniversary, so the whole family is getting together. I'm really looking forward to seeing my cousins again. I haven't seen them for ages. We've got this huge picnic planned with loads of different types of sandwiches and salads and an enormous cake. My dad has borrowed an ancient gramophone player, you know, what they had before CD players, and some old records. So as we go up the river, we're going to listen to music from the time my grandparents got married, the swinging 60s.
D.
Two of my best friends have their birthday in the same week, so some of us have decided to have a surprise party for both of them. One of my friends, Sandra, has a big house, and her parents say we can use it. They're going away, luckily. It's at the end of October, so we're going to decorate the house with Halloween things, you know, spiders' webs and spooky things. We're going to make up an excuse to get the birthday girls to come round to the house. Say we're going to help Sandra move some stuff or something. Then, as soon as Sandra lets them in, we're going to turn the lights out and jump out at them. We just have to make sure nobody mentions anything on Facebook and gives away the surprise.
E.
There's a royal wedding in June. One of our princes is getting married, so it's a public holiday. Lots of people are having parties in squares and parks and places, and the people in our street decided to have one too. Well, it's a good excuse to have a party, isn't it? We're all going to take out tables and chairs and put them together in the middle of the road. We're going to stop cars coming through, obviously. We're all going to bring different dishes and share them round. There are quite a lot of different nationalities living on our street. People from India, China, and different African countries. So the food should be really interesting. It'll be good to get to know more of the neighbours too.
Now listen to the conversations again.
A.
It was Nicky's idea, but we all think it's going to be brilliant. As soon as the last exams are finished, we're going to decorate the main hall at school with paper streamers and Chinese lanterns and things. Steve had this idea of projecting photos of everyone onto a wall, like a slideshow. And we've got Joe's brother, who's a professional DJ, coming along. Then there are three different bands lined up to play. Ours is the best because we've been together the longest. And we've got a great bass player. Although I say so myself. So, we're on last. It's going to be cool.
B.
Every year there's a carnival in August in London. You've probably heard of it. The Notting Hill Carnival. So this year me and my friends are going again. We went last year and we had such a fantastic time. It's all Afro-Caribbean with people in amazing costumes and these brilliant steel bands. We don't go in costume, but we do dance a lot. It does get quite crowded, so you have to make sure you stick together. And you have to watch out for pickpockets when there are so many people in the same place. But it's really good fun. It's like London becomes a different country. Even the police dance sometimes.
C.
We're going to hire a boat for the day and take it up the river. It's my grandparents' golden wedding anniversary, so the whole family is getting together. I'm really looking forward to seeing my cousins again. I haven't seen them for ages. We've got this huge picnic planned with loads of different types of sandwiches and salads and an enormous cake. My dad has borrowed an ancient gramophone player, you know, what they had before CD players, and some old records. So as we go up the river, we're going to listen to music from the time my grandparents got married, the swinging 60s.
D.
Two of my best friends have their birthday in the same week, so some of us have decided to have a surprise party for both of them. One of my friends, Sandra, has a big house and her parents say we can use it. They're going away, luckily. It's at the end of October, so we're going to decorate the house with Halloween things, you know, spiders' webs and spooky things. We're going to make up an excuse to get the birthday girls to come round to the house. Say we're going to help Sandra move some stuff or something. Then, as soon as Sandra lets them in, we're going to turn the lights out and jump out at them. We just have to make sure nobody mentions anything on Facebook and gives away the surprise.
E.
There's a royal wedding in June. One of our princes is getting married, so it's a public holiday. Lots of people are having parties in squares and parks and places, and the people in our street decided to have one too. Well, it's a good excuse to have a party, isn't it? We're all going to take out tables and chairs and put them together in the middle of the road. We're going to stop cars coming through, obviously. We're all going to bring different dishes and share them round. There are quite a lot of different nationalities living on our street. People from India, China, and different African countries. So the food should be really interesting. It'll be good to get to know more of the neighbours too.
This is the end of task one. Task two. There are 7 questions in this part. For questions 14 to 20, there are 3 answers and a short recording. Choose the correct answer. You will hear the texts twice. Now I have half a minute to look at the questions.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. How will they book their flights?
So what about our flights then? Shall I book on the internet? Or do you want to go to a travel agent's?
Well, actually, I've already been to the travel agent's and got some prices. They can offer us a better price than anything I've seen on the internet.
Great. Well, let's make a decision and then go ahead and book. We could phone them, couldn't we? Or is it better to pop in?
I'd prefer not to phone because I want to pay in cash.
OK.
Now listen again.
So what about our flights then? Shall I book on the internet? Or do you want to go to a travel agent's?
Well, actually, I've already been to the travel agent's and got some prices. They can offer us a better price than anything I've seen on the internet.
Great. Well, let's make a decision and then go ahead and book. We could phone them, couldn't we? Or is it better to pop in?
I'd prefer not to phone because I want to pay in cash.
OK.
Two. What has the daughter forgotten to bring on holiday?
Nice bathroom in this hotel. Oh, can I borrow your shampoo, Mum? I left mine at home.
OK, but put it back in my bag when you've finished.
Oh, and I don't believe it. I must have forgotten to bring my hairbrush too. I can't find it anywhere in my suitcase. I was sure I'd put it in.
You had. I've already put it in the bathroom with your other washing things.
Oh.
I don't know why you brought toothpaste, though. We certainly didn't need two tubes. We're only here for 4 days.
Now listen again.
Nice bathroom in this hotel. Oh, can I borrow your shampoo, Mum? I left mine at home.
OK, but put it back in my bag when you've finished.
Oh, and I don't believe it. I must have forgotten to bring my hairbrush too. I can't find it anywhere in my suitcase. I was sure I'd put it in.
You had. I've already put it in the bathroom with your other washing things.
Oh.
I don't know why you brought toothpaste, though. We certainly didn't need two tubes. We're only here for 4 days.
Three. What will the man and woman do on Sunday?
Oh, I'm so tired. Shall we just stay at home this weekend? Maybe watch some DVDs and read the newspapers?
How about going to the beach tomorrow with a picnic as it's so hot? Although we really ought to clean the flat. Oh, I nearly forgot. Isn't your sister coming to see us on Sunday?
Yes, you're right. She is. She'll enjoy a good day at the seaside, won't she? We'll relax at home another time. And then do the housework too.
Sounds great.
Now listen again.
Oh, I'm so tired. Shall we just stay at home this weekend? Maybe watch some DVDs and read the newspapers?
How about going to the beach tomorrow with a picnic as it's so hot? Although we really ought to clean the flat. Oh, I nearly forgot. Isn't your sister coming to see us on Sunday?
Yes, you're right. She is. She'll enjoy a good day at the seaside, won't she? We'll relax at home another time. And then do the housework too.
Sounds great.
Four. Which blouse does the girl decide to buy?
Tom, I need your opinion about this blouse. I like the collar, but the sleeves are rather long.
I'm not sure. Look at some more before you decide. What about this one? Short sleeves, no collar.
It's a bit ordinary. I do agree, though, it's elegant. Ah, here's one with a collar and without sleeves, but it isn't quite so nice as the other one. No, I like the first one I saw. I can always make the sleeves shorter.
OK. I think it's a good choice.
Now listen again.
Tom, I need your opinion about this blouse. I like the collar, but the sleeves are rather long.
I'm not sure. Look at some more before you decide. What about this one? Short sleeves, no collar.
It's a bit ordinary. I do agree, though, it's elegant. Ah, here's one with a collar and without sleeves, but it isn't quite so nice as the other one. No, I like the first one I saw. I can always make the sleeves shorter.
OK. I think it's a good choice.
Five. When is the girl having a party?
Hello, this is Amanda. About my birthday party. I told you it was on the 15th, but I've got to change it to the 13th. That's a Thursday, which I know isn't perfect. But no one can come on Friday the 14th because it's the school disco. Sorry about the change, but Mum and Dad have got something planned for me on the 15th. Anyway, the party's at my house and it's starting about 8 o'clock. Call me back and let me know if you can come.
Now listen again.
Hello, this is Amanda. About my birthday party. I told you it was on the 15th, but I've got to change it to the 13th. That's a Thursday, which I know isn't perfect. But no one can come on Friday the 14th because it's the school disco. Sorry about the change, but Mum and Dad have got something planned for me on the 15th. Anyway, the party's at my house and it's starting about 8 o'clock. Call me back and let me know if you can come.
Six. Where is the motorcycle race going to finish?
This year's motorcycle race will finish in the city centre. Hundreds of people are expected to be in the square in front of the town hall to watch the finish of the race on Saturday afternoon. For those who'd like to see the bikes in action, seating will be provided in the square outside the stadium. Race organisers recommend that from Castle Square, with its position on top of the hill, there'll be a good view of the bikes making their way through the city.
Now listen again.
This year's motorcycle race will finish in the city centre. Hundreds of people are expected to be in the square in front of the town hall to watch the finish of the race on Saturday afternoon. For those who'd like to see the bikes in action, seating will be provided in the square outside the stadium. Race organisers recommend that from Castle Square, with its position on top of the hill, there'll be a good view of the bikes making their way through the city.
Seven. What will the woman repair next?
I really want to go out on my bike, but it's got a flat tyre. Can you fix it?
I'm really busy at the moment. Oh, and we don't have anything to repair it with. Can't you do something else? Why don't you play football instead?
But the football's flat as well.
Oh, but it just needs more air. That shouldn't take too long. I've just finished putting some new glass in the window, so I'll have a coffee and then I'll do it.
Now listen again.
I really want to go out on my bike, but it's got a flat tyre. Can you fix it?
I'm really busy at the moment. Oh, and we don't have anything to repair it with. Can't you do something else? Why don't you play football instead?
But the football's flat as well.
Oh, but it just needs more air. That shouldn't take too long. I've just finished putting some new glass in the window, so I'll have a coffee and then I'll do it.
This is the end of the listening test.